It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, we're back to get our Tuesday talk around started on this first day of November. And man, what a day. Sunshine, 34 degrees. It's going to be another nice one. And Uncle Mick not talking about any kind of real change in the weather till maybe late Thursday, early Friday. Talking real estate like we do every Tuesday here with Steve Dietrich from Action Realty. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Bill.
Did you survive Halloween?
Yes, we did, and there were a lot of them.
You said you had a lot of kids at your house, a lot of kids coming through.
Yeah, it's fun to see, you know, and especially a night like that where, you know, they didn't have to be all bundled up and stuff, too, and you can see their costumes.
Right, and they had a good time.
Yes, I know they did.
Down in Zubu, too, a lot of these kids really having fun. Here we are in November. We got to talk numbers first. How do they look today?
They're still saying they're going to trickle up some more yet, okay. But we're hoping the Fed's see an eye on holding this after this next one.
Yeah, let's hope.
Yeah, we got to hope for that.
All right. Well, you wanted to talk about a few things, and then I actually got a question emailed to me, too, so you go first.
Well, I was just going to mention something that we probably haven't ever talked about, and that's, you know, when you don't have the 20% down for your loan down payment, you have to get into what they call PMI, which is property mortgage insurance.
Okay.
And there are ways to get rid of that after you have taken it on in the beginning. And to my knowledge right now, there's two ways to do that. One is that if you just gain 20% equity in your loan from the point you start it, you can go in and request it to be dropped, because that's a monthly fee every month. And,
sure.
And, you know, that costs money for those things, too. And the other thing you can do is if you feel the market has gone up enough to where the equity has increased that much more in your home, you can request that an appraisal be done. Now, you're going to have to pay for that.
And, yeah.
You know, there's some money involved there, so you have to double-check your numbers and make sure that they make sense. But if that appraisal comes back and shows that you have 20% equity in your home, you can request also to drop your PMI. And
is it typically a higher fee?
Well, I would say a lot of those PMI payments could probably run $50 to $100 a month over and above your PMI payment.
Ooh, that would add up.
Yeah, so it makes a difference, and it's something to look at. And for a lot of people, they go to the FHA loan, which requires an FHA insurance, which is essentially the same thing. It's a backing for the company that if you default, they get paid the first 20% off the top of that loan.
All right.
Back to the bank. So they're covered a little bit there, too. And FHA insurance is more expensive than PMI usually. So that's another one where, you know, when you refinance or something to that effect, you definitely want to try to get away from FHA, get into conventional loans.
Are a lot of people doing that?
Well, they aren't right now, but we're going to see another round of it, because now here you go. You're into this point now where people are taking loans out at 7%.
Mm-hmm.
And if those rates come back down to 5 or 4.5, you're going to see another big round of refinances going on, and the banks love those. So,
right. Hey, Steve, I got a question for you. Came in on email. I apologize to Gloria because I left the hard copy sitting down on my desk. So I'm going to kind of paraphrase this question. She was wondering about multiple listings for one seller. Do you ever run across, you know, one person selling multiple listings?
Okay, and I'm not 100% sure what your question
is. More than one house.
Well, there's people that have more than one house out there, you know, for sale at the same time. And, you know, there are certain investors, too, that if they make a decision to get out, and we certainly know one person in common that has owned a lot of property that has passed away. And I would expect some point in the near future there could be quite a few homes that may come on the market, you know, because of a situation in a family that changes the dynamics, too. But
is there a lot involved in that? I would imagine there would be.
Well, it's just a matter of, you know, having to evaluate each piece of property and try to determine what it is that's going on there and then put it out into the marketplace. I guess it would be the same thing with just one house, just reduplicated how many ever times that is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's some time and effort that goes into trying to pick and choose which ones to do what with.
So. All right.
But yeah, there's that. And you know, when you say multiple listings too, you know, there is the multiple listing service, and I may explain that real quick.
Yeah,
here
please
I say
do.
MLS.
MLS, well, I've heard that before.
Yes, and multiple listing service is what that stands for, and that just basically means that a person can pick a realtor. It, you know, you get comfortable with somebody. They can show everything that is for sale. Doesn't matter which company.
Mm-hmm.
You get comfortable with a realtor. You can stick with them and go out until you find the property that you want to buy. And that's the nice thing of MLS. I think it's a big advantage to the buyer and the seller both. Because they don't have to wander around to 5, 6, 7 different companies to figure out what they got individually.
Have you ever been bumped? Somebody coming in and say, Steve, you know what? I like the job you've done, but we're going to go with somebody else.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know what? A lot of times it happens just by relationships. You know, I had a next-door neighbor that moved next door to us. They bought the house through a different realtor. But, you know, you got to be friends, and you got to know each other really well. And
sure.
Pretty soon, you know, the day comes, they decide to move, and, you know, they come back to me at that point. And, you know, that's just the way it is. You know, that's the reality of the business. And certainly not to blame anybody for that, because that's how life works.
Well, and in real estate, too, I mean, you always hear the term relationship-based sales.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine in real estate, it really is that, probably personified.
Well, it is. You know, you hope that it is, and you certainly think a trust factor comes into play, that if you did a good job for somebody, whether that, you know, if they were a buyer, when the day comes to sell, that, you know, they remember who you are, and if you're still in the business, of course.
Sure.
That they'll come back, and that's one of the biggest, you know, I would say thank yous I can get is when somebody calls me back that I didn't know was going to sell because I did a good job on the other end of it.
Sure.
First. And you kind of go, wow, thank you very much, you know.
So let's cover it now. You know, the market, we always talk each and every week. How it looks here locally, pretty good?
It still hasn't changed that much as far as the number of listings. There just isn't that many out there.
Mm.
But the upper end, and I'd say the upper end right now is probably over 200,000. You know, we used to think of that maybe as over 300,000, but with the rates where they're at, it's probably over 200,000 right now, that it's definitely slowed down.
All right. Hey, you had an open house too. How did that go?
About the usual. One or two people.
One or two people coming through.
You know, it's just, it is what it is, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that people that are buying houses are staying well attuned day after day after day, and so an open house maybe isn't that great for them. But it does allow somebody who maybe just got into the market, hasn't got out there to look yet, a chance to just run and look without having to make an appointment or zero in on somebody in particular.
Absolutely. Yeah. Steve, we're out of time. Good to have you in here.
Thank you.
Give my best to Sherry. Drag her in here next week.
I will do that. She's busy this morning.
All right. Steve Dedrick, Action Realty. We talk real estate every Tuesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And you can too with Bill Dablo. Mornings on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.